Thanks for calling Customer Support. My name is Rashawn. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sean. Good morning. Good afternoon. This is Aylan, ma'am, from Capital One Customer Service, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Mm-hmm.
And I got here one of our mutual customers, Mr. Daniel Harvey. We're actually calling in about some charges he is showing on his Capital One account.
Mm-hmm.
That says Refined Body Elite Cleanse and Refined Body Elite Garcinia.
Can I have the customer zip code to pull up their account?
Oh, let me just go ahead and put him on the line, ma'am, so you can ask the questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Thank you. Hi, Mr. Harvey?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir, for holding. I got a representative now. Her name is Sean, and she's just going to ask some questions from you, sir, so she can pull up any record on her end, okay?
Okay.
Can I have the zip code, sir?
What's that?
Hey, how you doing? Can I have the zip code, sir? 02021. What was the name?
Daniel Harvey.
Yes, sir. Can I get you to verify that shipping address?
15 Weathervane Road in Canton, Massachusetts, 02021.
So I see that you started a trial with us via Refine Health, Go Keto, and Go Cleanse. So when you signed up for the trial, it did state you only had 14 days to try the product. If you didn't give us a call back within those 14 days, or it's later, you'll be billed for a price for what you received in trial. So that why you charges.
I did call, and the charges were reversed, but then it started up again. I have not received anything since that first order.
Okay, as I look into your account, we do monitor and record all calls, sir. I have no proof that you did call in to speak to someone. Just today will be the first time you're actually calling in.
You're saying yesterday?
Today is actually the first day that you called in. You never called in and spoke to someone. So if you would have called in before your 14 days, that you would have never been charged, sir.
I do remember calling. And how do you explain that I've not received anything since that first shipment?
Yes, sir. I totally understand. But, I mean, when you called, did they give you a cancellation number?
I don't recall.
Okay, so if you would have canceled the account when you claimed that you did call in, even though the note shows that you didn't call in, they would have gave you a cancellation number.
I would have to look that up, but what I'm saying is I've never received anything since the first trial.
Okay, so it's actually, I do have the tracking tracking numbers for your UPS orders. One of them was actually delivered on September the 21st, and one of them was delivered on 11/06. And the one now is already out shipped. You should be receiving that within 3 days. And your address is 15. Yes, sir.
I've not received anything since the trial one.
Yes, sir. Well, on the UPS federal tracking website, it do shows that it was delivered to your house. Your house is 15 Weathervana Road.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm telling you is I didn't receive it unless somebody was stealing it off my front porch. I never received it.
Yes, sir. Well, that's actually on your behalf to call us and let us know, hey, I didn't receive the product, or I think somebody stole my product. We would have actually shipped you out a new set of bottles.
But I wouldn't have said that because I thought I had canceled it. I wasn't expecting a shipment. So how would I know to call you if I didn't even think I was supposed to be getting it anymore?
Well, sir, you did just state that you did call in, but it don't show that you called in. Today will be the first day that you actually spoke to someone since you started the trial. And you actually started the trial on September the 14th.
You're telling me that if I didn't get it, I should have called to say that I didn't receive it. I didn't call because wasn't expecting a shipment.
Yes, sir, but you just stated that you called and canceled the shipment.
I did back when I first got the trial shipment. But since then, I've not canceled because I thought it was taken care of. But then all of a sudden I see all these charges on my credit card,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get any other shipments other than the first initial shipment.
Yes, sir.
I didn't use any of the others.
I can actually offer you a 50% refund to keep the account open and continue to use the product.
I'm not looking to continue with the product. I want a credit for the shipments I never got.
I didn't hear you, sir.
I'm not looking for a partial credit.
No, I'm not offering a partial credit. I'm offering you discounts. I even can offer you a 75% discount, making the bottles around $21 and $22. It's a great product to use to lose weight very quickly and easily.
I'm not interested in it anymore. That's why I try to call and cancel.
Okay, so you want to cancel the account?
And I want credit for the shipments I never got.
Okay, well, first I'm going to get
the only shipment I got was the first one, the first trial.
Yes, sir. Well, first I'm going to try to cancel. First I'm going to try to get the account canceled for you, and I'll be back with that cancellation code, and then we can go from there, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just checking in to let you know that I am getting an account canceled.
Sorry?
I was stating that I'm still here. I was letting you know that I am getting an account canceled.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I am back. I do have that account canceled. Are you ready for the cancellation code?
I'm going to have to get pen and paper.
You're also going to receive it by email as well.
Okay.
So we normally don't do refunds, but for you today, I got you approved for a 50% refund from the latest two charges in November.
Nothing for the October and September.
Yes, sir. I only can work on the latest two charges because you didn't cancel the account when your 14-day trial period was up.
Okay, so what kind of credit are you going to be giving me?
I'm going to give you 50% back off $95.94 and $99.49. I'm giving you 50% back from that. So the $95.94. 50% back from that is actually $47.97. And $99.94, 50% back from that is actually $49.97. So you should be receiving both of those refunds in your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
So you're saying that the charge is zero. Am I going to be getting 4 credits?
You're getting 2 credits of 50%. I only can give you the latest charges. I only can refund you for the latest charges. And the latest charges is November the 26th.
You said you could do November and December. November and October.
I can only do November because you didn't cancel the account.
It's only 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
where you said you give me two refunds.
Yes, sir. I refunded you back from the two charges that you was charged in November.
So you're really just doing a 50% charge on one shipment. There's nothing you can do for the others.
That's correct, sir.
Things that I did not receive, I didn't know I was supposed to be getting.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can't not give me credit for something I didn't get. You can't charge me for something I didn't get.
Well, sir, on the UPS.
You said I needed to notify you. Well, I didn't even know I was getting this shipment.
On the UPS Federal Proof website, it did show that it was delivered to your house. So after it come from our shipment and go to UPS, there's nothing that we can do about it. It's on you and UPS.
I get notices that UPS ships something. And,
yes, sir. You should receive emails. And you should receive emails every time. Well, that's on UPS, sir. That's on UPS behalf. They send they send you emails when your shipment is shipped out and is delivered. Do you check your email, sir?
I do. And I know when I get shipments from UPS, and I haven't gotten shipments from UPS in quite a while.
So did you receive an email when you got the shipments on the trial, the first set of bottles that you received?
No.
Okay. Well, I did give you a refund on the latest two charges in your account is canceled. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
So you're saying I need to contact UPS to see if it's on UPS if they didn't notify me.
I mean, you can call UPS and ask them why it say that you supposed to been receive your product and you didn't receive it. UPS should have a verified way to show that they either sent your product or they didn't send your product. I'm pretty sure UPS have federal proof as well on their end.
You're not taking any responsibility for it. You're saying that UPS is responsible. I have to contact UPS.
UPS is responsible of your packaging, sir. We only responsible to ship it out. It was shipped out from our warehouse on October the 28th. UPS stated that you received your product on November the 6th. So once it leaves our shipping warehouse, there's nothing on our behalf that we can do besides if you call in and say, hey, I haven't received it yet, we'll actually send you out another bottle. But that's all that we can do.
Right. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Hello.